I have a question. I don't know whether you want to answer to it. Would you
No,
say
if I
that
don't, then I.
the experience of your heart attack, you were nearly near to death? I think the heart attack is a very serious.
I don't think
it
I would.
would affect your work. Or?
I don't think I was ever really near to death. I had
yeah.
a. When I was in Manchester, I had a. They call it an MI, myocardial infarction.
Mm.
And you have a lot of pain. And then you have to rest a great deal afterward. There isn't any much they can do about it. And then eventually you more or less get better, except it destroys parts of the heart. And it's variable depending on where it hits. And mine didn't hit very well. So at the time I got ill, which was 1972, I was studying chronic illness. I had students going out to do interviews. In 1974, I was in Paris, and I wrote a book about chronic illness. And I go back, in 1970, I took a trip around the world. I started west and came back by way of England. And 9 months later, I was back in the United States. And they said, you have to teach a class in 2 months. And so I taught a class in chronic illness because I had been studying this, and the class was very popular. And some of the kids who came, some were nurses mostly, either had a chronic illness themselves or it was one of their family. And I realized what a powerful teaching device this was. And then 2 years later, I got sick. And then 2 years after that, I pulled a lot of the materials together. And I wrote this book with Barney Glaser. And it was written for practitioners, deliberately. And it did very well for a number of years among, I think, social workers and nurses. And that's what we wrote it for. And I always thought about chronic illness in terms of also myself as one comparison. I wrote stuff into the book with Julie Corbin. I wrote a case, and that's me. I'm Mr. Einstein.
Einstein.
You look for Mr. Einstein.
Einstein.
You'll see me.
Yeah.
So I've been a touchstone. But, you know, I'm a very distant kind of guy. I really am a social scientist. So I step back and I look at this.
Look at yourself as you look at other people who.
Yeah, I can never just write an autobiography about living with chronic illness or something like that. I mean, I could do it, but it wouldn't be very good because I don't think descriptively, I think analytically. And that's the way. And when I got sick in 1985 in Marseille, and I still have the notes somewhere, and after I began to recover, I began to think, how do I stop this from going on again? And I thought through analytically this whole business of aging plus the heart business, again, very analytically. And by and large, it's worked. But it's also colored my work because I've been able to think about work in terms of my own experience. But then there's the reverse, which is because I'm a sociologist, I think about myself. Those terms.
So it helps you, it may help you dealing with the illness. It's a way, a kind of help.
Yeah, you become more aware of the monitoring processes and when to stop. I don't know, sometimes I'm very bad, but you know, you're more, I think more sensitive to it. without being particularly frightened. Because I didn't have the kind of heart attack which or I would just drop dead. And one of the first questions I asked the cardiologist was, will I just fall asleep in bed and die? He said, no, you go down gradually, which is a great reassurance.
Mm.
So I often think, and sometimes I tease the doctors, you know, somebody who's analytic and thinks about his or her own experience could be very useful to other people, because doctors and nurses know some of this because patients tell them, but they never pass it on. They just don't do that kind of thing. But by writing, I've been able to do some of that.
Did you write down notes during your illness? Write down a diary?
No, I didn't keep a diary. I did not. You know, there are lots and lots of books, autobiographies by people who either recovered from something or before they know it. And some of them are very good. And some of them are by writers who obviously kept notes through all of this. No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I just thought about some of my experiences I did.
Mm.
And when I worked with Julie Corbin, she was gathering the data, interviewing people, and going to their homes. And while she was doing this, I thought about some of the things that were going on with me, and I would tell her, and we'd build that into the thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's the best way to handle an illness, but
anything
it's the way I've done it.
Anything missing?
Oh,
anything
sure.
You want to say?
Well, it's all an interpretation anyhow, isn't it, according to the postmodernists, so that we have to be very careful about what is truth and what's interpretation.
Yeah.
No. Well, I'm sure there are lots of other things, but the question is there anything missing for you, for what you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more questions?
No, not at this moment.
Good. You can't possibly publish all of that.
How did you experience the interview? Last question.
It's fun.
That's great. A good answer.